The Guns of August by Barbara W. Tuchman. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 1962 by Barbara Tuchman. Renewed 1990 by Lester Tuchman. Foreword copyright 1994 by Robert K. Massey. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the estate of Barbara Tuchman, care of Russell and Vulcaning, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword. During the last week of January 1962, John Glenn delayed for the third time his attempt to rocket into space and become the nation's first Earth-orbiting human. Bill Moose Scarron, the Yankees' veteran first baseman, having had a good year, 561 at-bats, 28 home runs, 89 runs batted in, was given a $3,000 raise, which elevated his annual salary to $35,000. Franny and Zooey was at the top of the fiction bestseller list, followed a few notches down by To Kill a Mockingbird. At the top of the non-fiction list was My Life in Court by Louis Neiser. That week also saw the publication of one of the finest works of history written by an American in our century. The Guns of August was an immediate, overwhelming success. Reviewers were enthusiastic, and word of mouth quickly attracted readers by the tens of thousands. President Kennedy gave a copy to Prime Minister Macmillan, observing that somehow contemporary statesmen must avoid the pitfalls that led to August 1914. The Pulitzer Committee, forbidden by the donor's will to reward a work on a non-American subject with the prize for history, found a solution by awarding Mrs. Tuchman a prize for general non-fiction.